Hi and welcome. I'm Kimberly Dawn with archangelsbless.com. I'm the author of 365 Days of Archangel Messages available on Amazon and Empath Survival Journal on Amazon, and also the inventor of the Archangel Crystal Lights. I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe during this time. It looks like things are lifting a bit, and so I hope you all are getting through all of what's happened with this pandemic happening on Earth. I just wanted to post this audio on my blog for those of you that are in my newsletter or come to archangelsbless.com so you could just press play. Not sure if I'm going to upload this to the podcast or YouTube right now. Just wanted to say hello to everyone in the newsletter and let you know how loved you are by all of the archangels and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, and to all of my clients, how loved and protected and comforted, and how much energy you receive through the Archangel Crystal Lights when you receive those sessions. So just wanted to say hello to everyone and to let you all know how much the Earth is being watched over. From my understanding, the Earth is being watched over and very specifically assisted at this time for the changes that's happening right now. It's unreal. And Jerry and I were told, I mean, even 4 or 5 years ago, that there's going to be massive things hit the earth, and by the Seraphim Angel Healing Team and Archangels. And literally, we've been being prepared for 4 or 5 years, all of our lives, really, but very specifically for 4 or 5 years, as my twin flame trance channels, Gerald, a higher being of light. And we've like specifically been guided to what hit the earth. But I got to tell you, when it happened, I don't think I was fully prepared for how much I would empathically feel from the entire earth. Like, literally. Oh, I know you, those of you that are empaths, can relate. I don't think that I was prepared for how much I would feel of the shifting that's happening with people being in fear. And you know, I'm absorbing that fear sometimes, and how much everyone's going through the stress of, you know, financial stress shifting, how they're having to work at home. Many people have lost their jobs, and I'm so sorry for those of you that have major stress happening at this time. It's so unreal. But I can tell you that from personal experience, when I receive the Archangel Crystal Light healing sessions daily, when I take a nap, I ask for that healing because we have 5 lights running in the house at all times. When I sleep at night, the Archangels and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team are continuously working on us. And I just want to say too that if you want to keep listening to these type of audios that I'm recording, where I'm sharing, you know, my personal experiences and thoughts, please do leave a comment below and let me know if you enjoyed this, how it touched you, and I'll do more of them. Again, I'm not sure if I'm going to post this on YouTube and the podcast, because literally I feel like I'm not here to, you know, get known or famous or anything like that for my work. I'm just here to touch the people. I'm here to assist that find their way to my blog, and I very much enjoy living a life of peace and just feeling connected to my soul even deeper. So that's what they want you to know at this time, is how much, even though the stress has hit the earth, it's completely shaken people up so much. But it's those that are reaching for higher light and healing, and those that are reaching for transformation and asking for more help will receive more help. And that's really what this is about, is the higher beings of light and the archangels and the angels are seeing who's asking for help. They're seeing who is asking for God's help, the divine light's help, higher assistant, who's open to receiving higher assistance, who's open to asking for that help, and then they give it. There's no question about it. That help is there. So never lose hope and think it's all lost, because there's always more answers for you. There's always more assistance. And when I receive the healing sessions each week, like, I'm shown how much in my own energy bodies gets cleared off, like how much we are all connected, and our energy systems, even from past lives, and it can be affected from traumatic things in past lives as well. So this trigger that's happening right now with the major stress on Earth and everyone's feeling, that's what they clear for my clients and myself during the Archangel Crystallite healing sessions, is the cordings from past lives, is the darker seeds, the trauma, implants, like where dark force energy has placed the stuff in us. And do I like to see that? No, I don't. And even people, that's why it's important to ask for help and to take ourselves to a state of peace and to a state of calm, the most calm we can enter into each week and each day. And I'm so proud of you, my clients who are receiving that deeper help, because it's hard to ask for help sometimes. But when you do, help is available, and you can shift to higher states of being. And that's what's happening when I do the Archangel Crystallite healing sessions. Those deeper traumas are being cleared. Those old patterns and programming, old ways of thinking, even grief. Lots of grief is coming to the surface at this time to be cleared and transformed into what else is possible, because through this traumatic event that's hit the earth, more is being born, more opportunities, more growth in different fields, more work at home options, more ways people need help, to more ways to serve and help, more opportunities within different work situations, fields. More fields are being born, more. And so it's just being shaken up right now. So how do you get through that transformational process? I think for me, it comes back to the basics in taking care of my health every single day, taking care of, do I feel grounded today? Am I centered? Am I aligned? Receiving my healing sessions daily and overnight as I sleep, that, I have to remind myself, and they remind me, ask for help with what you need help with. Because if I don't put it into the specific questions of, okay, when I fall asleep at night, I tell the archangels before they give me a healing session, or they start working on me as soon as I lay down. I choose to, but and I've learned to ask them, I need help with this aspect of my body. I need help letting go of grief. I need help letting go of sadness. And then they're able to, it opens up the funnel and it opens up the light so I can receive help on a deeper level, so that funnel of light opens up and they're able to work on my energy bodies even deeper, even more clearly, even more in a connected way than just me staying stuck and closed in a closed state where I can't receive. Even if they try, they can only get 10% of the energy in and the clearing in if I don't ask for specific things. Because when we ask, we're opening up to higher help. When we ask for higher protection, even many people have been downloading the Archangel Michael House Clearing and Blessing audio. And that audio is available on archangelsbless.com. When you click on shop, you can see Archangel Michael House Clearing audio. When you play that once a day, that's asking for protection around your home, and it's clearing dark energy, and it's clearing the negativity, and it's cutting cords. It's clearing anything not for your highest and best good around you. And playing that once a day, even if you played that on low volume, on a headphones works and just say, give your permission. I give permission for clearing to happen. Please clear. And you might even write down, I want these darker things cleared. I want this negativity cleared. I want this grief cleared, this fear cleared. I need help with that. And when you say that, they're able, the angels and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, especially when you have a tool, simple as that, but that audio is very powerful, and you play that, they're able to come in and assist you deeper because you've also asked for what you need help with. Specifically, they're able to send troops of help for you. They're able to put people in your pathway to help you here physically in a 3D way. So then all that said, I have to keep reminding myself every week and every day is, how can I help myself? What do I need to do today to grow? What do I need to do today to heal? What do I need to do today to elevate to a higher level? How can I transform what I thought was so stuck and I wasn't able to transform? When you ask yourself how you can help yourself as well, like, I'm always working on my health, improving it, helping my hormones, since I'm 47 and I just am going through hormonal changes, and many of you listening have that as well. So I really look at how can I improve my health, and there's not one way that fits all either. There's not one way of eating. There's not one way of doing this or that. It really is unique to your own body. It's what you need, what sustenance you need, what nutrients you need. What do you need to drink more water? Do you need to ground yourself more? Do you need to shield yourself more? Do you need to connect or ask for help more? Everyone is so unique with what they need today and this week. So it really is about paying attention to those inner promptings and what your higher self, but what your body is telling you. So there's a difference between, okay, what does my higher self want me to do? And what does my body say I need? That's two different things, because your higher self is in the etheric realms, and that's the spiritual part of you. But your body is here in the 3D. So your body has its own needs that you're going to need to have to practically take care of. And so when it comes to the body, that is the practical things about life of, how do I best nourish myself and take care of my physical body? Does it need more fresh air? Does it need a walk? It's almost like taking care of a pet, but it's your body. I mean, so what is your body telling you? And sometimes listening, getting in touch with our body, whenever there's trauma happen in our lives, people's lives, it's easy for especially spiritual people to just leave the body. But it's ever so important right now to ground yourself more in your body and ask your body what it needs. Maybe, I mean, my body has been receiving the Archangel Crystal Light healing sessions more than ever, and also acupuncture sessions, herbs, and fresh air. And I mean, what does my body need is what is most important with my foundational health. And that's very important to ask yourself, because sometimes what it needed last year isn't what it needs right now. And that's like your practical part of yourself. Your 3D part needs to take care of itself on those levels. That's the very basics of what you need to do to get through trauma and stress on this when it hits, because it's more about then getting in touch with nourishing yourself, comfort, peace. And how can you get back grounded in your body again, even though the pain is great sometimes? And then it's going to those higher parts of yourself and asking the angels and playing the Archangel Michael house clearing and receiving an Archangel Crystal Light healing session to clear out those deeper traumas energetically and in your emotional body to help clear those traumas out. I hope this audio has served you well. I just wanted to bring inspiration and peace, energy, and light to you through sharing some of my experiences with how I've gotten through some of the recent events that have happened. May you continue to stay safe, continue to bring peace and calm into your body, and take the very best care of your health, increasing, improving your immune system in all ways possible. I love you guys so much.